Are you a questioner, a wanderer, or even a bit of a snooper? If so, then you'll feel right at home in Knoxville. We've got miles of trails to wander in our urban wilderness, award-winning eateries to satisfy your culinary cravings, cultural sites to open your mind, and dog-friendly activities that'll have everyone wagging. Knoxville, calling the curious. Learn more at visitknoxville.com.
This is The Bench.
The Bench
on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Good Thursday morning, everybody. John and Lance along with Dell, and off we go. And were you guys even a little bit surprised yesterday that Ian Poulter destroyed Rory McIlroy 6-5?
I know it's going to be a bad
match
show.
Play. Are you guys even a little bit surprised at this?
Be a bad show, though.
What are you talking about? It's going to be a bad show. It doesn't get any better.
When it leads with this, we've got, hasn't any new lawsuits dropped for us to talk about?
No. I'm sorry. In Texas, in Austin, our state capital.
How about we talk about.
They're playing the match play.
Okay. So
the
match
greatest
play,
athletes in the world are here, okay. And you don't want to talk about this.
You think that's
this.
A bigger deal than Lance McCullers signing a 5-year, $85 million deal?
It's a little more than I would have given him.
You thought they weren't, like, they're just not that into you, Lance.
Yeah.
Except they're really into you.
Well,
$17 million. Is a love affair.
That's a lot of...
That's putting a ring on it. And 5 years. That's all guaranteed, kids.
That was aggressive, I thought.
Yeah, well...
I mean, you know, wow. Now, and oh, by the way, it's what I told. What did I tell you about Carlos's deal? What did they offer him?
You
remember? What I told... And I couldn't say anything?
Oh, I don't know. 22?
No. You don't remember? 6-120, I told you.
Yeah.
And
20, yeah.
Yeah.
So that ain't
20 a year.
That ain't getting it done.
Well, why is that not getting it done?
I told you McCullers is going to be higher, and Carlos is definitely going to be 25 plus.
Dude,
he definitely is.
Listen.
And now that McCullers got this, Carlos is going to say,
on the list of shortstop free agents, he's about fifth or sixth.
Okay, well, tell him that.
No. Well, I'm telling you this because I talked to somebody who knows him well yesterday. I said, dude, he's playing a game of chicken here.
Where was McCullers on that same list?
Well, that's, you know, I got this baseball.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm sorry. You overpaid Lance McCullers. You overpaid him.
They wanted to lock in a guy that they clearly believe his arm injury stuff is in the past. I know when I talked to him, when he talked about the surgery and what it is, there's a belief that once you have the surgery, your arm is not going to be an issue anymore. It's like robotic, basically, the way that they repair it. So I know that the way he described it is the arm should not be an issue anymore. That shouldn't be an issue. Well, if that's the case and he's healthy, you know, you still – this is a lot of guaranteed money for a guy who can be dominant but also can just – have stretches where he's just not as good. And they paid him for his dominant stuff, but it's got to be a year-long thing now. I mean, there's no question. They paid on the high side of the projection of the talent. And we've all seen the talent. We all know how good he can be. But it doesn't extend for a season. It's just that's not who he's been. So if he's getting this much, Carlos Correa is going to – be asking. Now, Correa is the same kind of guy who's been up and down performance-wise. I mean, he and McCullers not that different. They both had injuries. They both have really good high sides, but their performances have been a little uneven. I would even go so far as to say Carlos has not been on the high side of his talent as much as McCullers had it at different times. But Carlos is also an elite defensive shortstop as well. Carlos Correa is going to ask for and get $25 million plus from somebody in the market. And now that you've signed McCullers, you have to sign Carlos because they do a podcast together. And they do it in person.
Now you have
to. You cannot break up in the cage. Well, what is it called? The cage. The cage door. No. I'll, I can't remember the name. It's like In the Cage or The Walkout. I think it's called The Walkout. You can't break you up can't that break. Podcast. And don't tell me they can do it. You know, they like to do it in person. They like to do it in person. And you can't do a podcast through Zoom. You're going to have to sign Carlos Correa now. And it is going to be a lot of money. But at the same time, you got two guys that you feel like are prominent, you know, prominent players. So we'll see. The McCullers thing caught me a little off guard.
Caught me. Holy crap. That was.
Well, I know it was way more than you thought. But I thought 5 years was. I was like, whew, this much for 5 years.
Well, you know, you've been talking about 14 years for Tatis, player. I mean, that's 14 years was 14 years. But to me, Lance McCullers has been Carlos Correa and Will Fuller, you know, good, great potential. Yeah. He averages about 10, 11 decisions a year.
The walkout.
I mean, 11 decisions, not wins, decisions for $17 million? Holy crap. That's really, really aggressive. For a guy that just can't stay healthy and really hasn't $17 million, you wouldn't give. I mean, you gave Charlie Morton. You let Charlie Morton go, and he had a few good years left in him. Everywhere he goes, you go to the ALCS or the World Series where Charlie Morton goes. A couple of years at 15, you wouldn't give Charlie Morton that. Has Charlie Morton been better, regular season and postseason than Lance McCullers? The answer is yes. I mean, the answer is yes, and you wouldn't. Now he's an older player, obviously, and it would have just been for a couple more years. But Mike, he got another $15 million deal, 17 for Lance McCullers. I'm sorry, I like Lance, but he hasn't done anything to me to deserve that kind of money.
No, but you know you're not supposed to pocket watch, so you're not supposed to talk about it.
I guess I'm not supposed to pocket watch.
You're not allowed to talk about
it. I'm trying to watch Jim Crane's money because nobody else is.
You're not allowed. What do you mean?
Okay, James Click ain't watching
it. They've been pretty frugal with the money. No. They don't just throw it out willy-nilly. Well, and there's a reason they pissed off George Springer.
I just want to make sure that we're not throwing it around.
Yeah, okay? They're going to be okay.
Because you know what? When other guys come due, when Urquidy comes due, watch out.
You don't need to be the gatekeeper of Tillman and Jim Crane's pockets. Don't watch their pockets either. Let the bags of money flow freely from their pockets.
They don't need to be spending wildly. Okay, not in this economy. All right, not in this economy.
It's a bounce back economy, John. You know that.
I've always been. I don't know why, but I've always. Why are you paying that guy that much money? I'm worried about the billionaire's money.
No, you gotta.
I'm always worried about the billionaire's money. Okay,
what is going to happen to them?
Are they going to be okay?
The only thing that concerns me, these are numbers to me. So the only concern that I have is when these numbers affect your team negatively.
That's what I'm saying.
And in any case, look, with McCullers, there's always a concern in baseball and basketball when you have guaranteed money. Look at John Wall, like. That's debilitating in basketball.
Yeah.
The money is debilitating. Lance McCullers' contract is not necessarily debilitating, but it is an aggressive, we want you, Lance McCullers contract from a link standpoint and from a money standpoint. And listen, if Lance McCullers can pitch his best baseball, can finally settle into that, you got, to me, a guy who's a legitimate number two starter in the league, even on a good team. If he can pitch to that, if he can locate the fastball, his stuff is phenomenal. When he's on, he is as good as any pitcher on this roster, without question. When he's on, you just got to get him on more, and you got to keep him there and not have him fall off in the middle of an inning or in the middle of a game. But Lance McCullers in place, so what it shows you is they're locking into young core players, which is, I think, a good thing. You know, performance, we have to talk about what happens with their performance, but I think it's a good thing to lock into young core players, and hopefully Carlos Correa is next, and you know, and from there, your window stays open even longer with young Bregman. Altuve still has plenty of baseball. Yordan is a pup. Tucker is a pup, and then so is Javier, so is Urquidy, relatively speaking, Urquidy, so is Fromber. I mean, you know, it's a good thing that this is a young core. It's better than watching a team get old where you see what's coming down the road. You know, you saw what was coming with the Rockets. It was a matter of time.
Yep, yep. No, this is the
speaking of the Rockets.
Listen, they still got there's still a nice window. Before we get to, we'll get to the Rockets on the other side,
yeah.
Because that was I told you what was going to happen in that basketball game.
Yep.
And sure enough, it did. I just signed up at CVS for my shot. I get it Monday.
Yeah, the whole it's open to the state now, right?
Yeah, yeah. It's open Monday.
My buddy Michael, you're the cold weather idiot.
Cold weather idiot. Yeah.
He's like, man, I've been waiting patiently, doing the right thing. Waiting, and I'm like, that's why when I signed up and it just let me in and said, hey, Lance, mm-hmm. come on in and get your shot. I'm like, all right, cool. I got asthma. I'm good.
Yeah, I'll well, go I didn't my lie. Shot. I say I have asthma.
I didn't lie. Okay. I have lifelong asthma. Del, I take Symbicort.
Are you an anti-vaxxer? Are you protesting outside of the CVS or
he's
outside
getting
NRG?
A shot.
I'm not protesting. I'll get my shot.
You're going to get your shot?
Yeah.
You're going to shoot your protester? Shot?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not into the anti-vaxxing thing. I don't understand.
Oh, by the
people,
way,
those people.
I'm embarrassed. I became those people today.
What'd you do?
So I left. Well, something happened last night that forced me to leave my phone and wallet here at the station.
Wait a minute! Whoa! Man, did you have to chase down another thief? Or was there
well
was there somebody coming in?
So
here
here's what happened. I had these Tupperwares in my hand.
Why do you have Tupperwares in your hand?
Because I bring food from home to eat here because I'm here until 8:30 at night.
Oh, me too, but okay.
No, you're not.
I don't. I just order out. I get Uber Eats, but
so,
okay.
So I have my phone.
Support local.
I have my phone, and I have my phone and my wallet in my office. And because there was a bunch of things going on here and a bunch of ruckus was created by
who?
Noises and whatnot.
At 8:30 at night?
Yeah, people working on stuff, interns talking. Loud
they're,
noises
they're
around
by
the building.
Aren't they,
so yeah, I went downstairs, and as soon as the door shuts, beep, and I walked down the steps. So if I'd gone to the elevator, and you have to key card to get down to the
at
second floor.
Yeah.
But because I walked down the steps, I'm oblivious of the fact that I don't have my wallet, which has my key card in it. But I almost always have my wallet and my phone somewhere on my person. As soon as the door shuts, I get to the car, and I'm like, hey, where's my wallet? Hey, where's my key card? And at that point, I have to make a decision. There's no way for me to get back into the building. I can't call into the hotline here.
Oh,
I can't.
Lance.
So I'm like, I just guess I have to go home. So I went home. I told my wife, set the alarm and wake me up. I come in. I can't get my coffee because I don't have cash. I don't have my phone. I don't have anything. I got nothing. So I get here, I get my stuff, and I go get my coffee. As soon as I got in, you saw me just drop these off, and I go get my coffee. I'm in there. I order my coffee on my phone, on mobile. I go to pick it up. I'm just sitting in there waiting. And all of a sudden, I see this girl looking at me, and I'm waiting for my coffee. She goes, Lance? I said, yes. She said, could you mask up, please? Oh. And I'm like, oh, my God. And I immediately went, oh, I'm so sorry. I always have a mask on. She goes, yeah, we really need you to put a mask on. I said, yeah, I know. I just totally forgot. I didn't have any coffee. I saw Dell already. He was saying things. I'm like, see, I got the mask. I mean, I got my two shots. I became that guy, too. I am vaccinated, but – and I'm putting it on. She goes, yeah, okay. And I could tell the Zoomers and the Gen Z and the millennials who are working there – there wasn't anything like, and I was like so apologetic, like, I'm really sorry. See? And then my coffee, look what happens. No one's smiling, laughing. I can just see the judgmental Gen Z and millennial looks of just like, oh, anti-masker. I'm not an anti-masker. Look, I've got a spicy boy. Raheel made the spicy boy mask out of panties. This is it's a panty mask. Well, that's besides the point. Yeah, it feels like it's made of panties, but I'm sure it's. I don't actually know that it was ever that helpful in stopping the spread of anything because it's kind of panties. But Raheel, man, I was supporting Raheel. And they said, just get out, anti-masker. No, it's on. I'm wearing my panty mask. I mean, just mask.
There was a guy that played poker the other day at Prime. He had a mask, like a masquerade mask on. He said, I'm masked. I got a mask on.
Why are you playing poker with those people?
Well, now it's optional. The mask is optional.
Where?
At Prime.
It is?
Yeah, it's optional. And I wear mine, but there's people it doesn't bother me.
Listen, I mean,
there's going to be now, it's are you vaccinated or not? And actually, in sports arenas, they're opening vaccinated sections only. We'll talk about it on the other side right here on ESPN 97.5.
Do we get shrimp cocktail?
Yeah. Yeah, you do. You get a free shrimp cocktail when you
back
go.
Back to segregation, everybody.
Yeah. That's right. You dirty people over there. Us clean people
back
over here.
Back to the past.
Yeah. I mean, it's based on whether you get a vaccine or not, but it's still segregation.
We're going back to the 1800s, everybody.
Segregated people. I mean, excuse me, vaccinated people here, non-vaccinated people here, and maybe your water fountain's not as good as theirs.
Wait, why are we keeping why are non-vaccinated people?
Non-vaccinated only?
Yeah. Non-vaccinated, you're not allowed in the building unless you got floor seats that are expensive.
You're allowed in the building. Yeah. You're just not allowed with the vaccinated people.
Yeah. You're dirty. Uh-huh. That's why.
Yeah, you're dirty.
Why don't you just give vaccines there?
Why
the
don't
door?
We just talk Johnson about John Clay Wolf? That's what we're going to do. We're going to talk about GiveMeTheVin.com. That's GiveMeTheVin.com. That's my guy, John Clay Wolf. And if you're looking for the best way to get out of your car, listen, I don't know why you got to get out of your car if COVID got you and your job, and that just stinks, and I feel bad for, honestly, it's terrible, the economic situation that this country is in. But listen, if you've got to get, here's a good way to get as much as you possibly can for your vehicle, because I don't know why you would sell it and say, I'll take less. I don't know why, because it's a vehicle, it's a car. Why would you take less for your car? So I would find out who's going to give me the most for my car, and that's at GiveMeTheVin.com. You can even go into the dealership and sell it to the dealership knowing how much it's worth, because the dealership is probably going to lowball you. That's how they make money. That's how John Clay Wolf makes money, and yet he gives the most for the car. It's unbelievable. He sells it at auction. If he bought it for less, he would make more, but yet he buys it for more and sells it at auction and makes less, but he does it in volume. That's what he does. So if you're looking for the best way to get out of that car, it's GiveMeTheVin.com. That's GiveMeTheVin.com.
ESPN 97.5.
You decided to upgrade your outdoor deck, so you ordered the essentials: a power washer, a set of patio chairs, and a shiny new grill. And you use your Bank of America Cash Rewards credit card, choosing to earn 3% cash back on online shopping and up to 5.25% as a preferred rewards member, which you put towards your most essential deck addition, a bird feeder. Apply for yours at bankofamerica.com/more rewarding. Copyright 2020 Bank of America Corporation.
You are listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Man, how shocked were you guys when you saw that Bryson DeChambeau lost to Antoine Rosner? Like, anybody knows who Antoine Rosner is?
I mean, I wasn't. If he had lost to Antoine Winfield Jr. from Tampa Bay, the Tampa Bay safety, I'd have been more surprised, honestly.
That would have been more surprising.
I would say Antoine,
Antoine
Walker would have been more surprising.
Yo, that would have been really
former
surprising.
Former Boston Celtic. Yeah. I don't like to call him a great.
Antoine, the guy with the sandwiches?
No, that's Alec. That's a, no, two sandwich?
No, Antoine's.
Oh, Antoine's the sandwich company.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That guy would have been surprised.
Is there an Antoine anymore?
Well, sure there's an Antoine.
Guy's dead.
Why do you think there's not an
that
Antoine?
That guy's long dead.
Why
that company's been in business forever.
Well, what do you mean? What about young Antoine? I mean, I'm sure he named her after. I mean, honestly.
Yeah, Bryson DeChambeau was bound to lose.
No, he wasn't. Tony Finau lost to Dylan Fratelli. What?
Why are you trying to jackhammer a golf show into this program?
No, because we got the Charlie Epps Golf Hour coming up.
Yeah.
By the way, Jason Alexander from Carlton Woods is going to join us on Saturday morning. It's going to be big.
Yeah, it's called the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on Saturday.
That's right. And we're promoting it right now, okay?
On
this is a
Thursday?
Preview. This is a preview of the excitement that you'll hear
tell
at 8 o'clock
Saturday
morning.
Tell us about how we get
shrimp cocktail. Huh?
Tell us about how the
you don't
vaccinated
get a shrimp
people
cocktail.
Get
you just get you get to sit with other people that are vaccinated, not with the unwashed.
Can we dab?
No, there's no dabbing at games. Why would you
actually
dab?
There is. I've seen plenty of video of it.
Well, do you
Tennessee
think that
the power
that, Del? Do you think that the vaccinated section is going to have like padded seats and they're going to have for a free buffet or anything?
No. Seems unlikely.
I'm sorry. Which sport? Which game? Which team?
It's for the Heat.
Oh, no, they'll probably have a DJ.
That DJ will be for the entire arena.
Well, it'll be a smaller one, but just the speakers pointed towards them and the volume down.
No.
and you'll just, yeah. They'll have a DJ there. I'm almost positive.
You think so? Yeah.
Yeah, it's Miami.
Well, I'm sure it's going to be bougie.
Chris Solis once told me, he goes, when he was in South Beach, he said they had a DJ at a convenience store. There was a DJ spinning in a convenience store. He goes, I have never seen anything like this in my entire life.
In a convenience store.
Yep.
Not a grocery store. No. A convenience store.
A corner, like a store. Yeah.
Like a 7-Eleven.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, it's down by the action, but, you know, it's not just some random spot. So they're going to have a vaccinated and non-vaccinated section. How do you do that? You have to show proof.
Bring your card.
When you're purchasing,
you get a vaccinated card? Did you get a vaccinated?
Yeah, you get a card.
Yeah,
you have a card?
Yeah, I'm going to get laminated. Like, for real, because they think you're going to be one of those things where you can get on a flight quickly if you have your card.
Oh, nice.
Yep, so I'm just going to get it laminated and be done with it.
Yeah, but you could still have it and give it to other people.
My friend Kelly and McCool, they came down from Belize and got their shots at HEB.
They did?
Yeah, this last weekend.
I got mine set up.
2 weekends.
No, it's yes.
Why wouldn't you get it before?
Because I wasn't old enough. You had up until last week, you had to be 65.
They're younger than you. They got it.
Well, they lied about something.
They didn't lie about anything. They got it at HEB.
Well, I couldn't get it. I signed up. I've signed up at a few places.
If you signed up.
And they were like, nah.
I signed up and no one even said, you didn't have to say anything.
Well, you had asthma.
No, I didn't have to say anything. They just basically say, in my mind, and I do, I'm telling you, you don't have to.
Well,
you should have already had it.
I just went by the rules, okay? I'm not, trying to go ahead of people who needed it, first responders, the elderly. I'm just going to wait my turn and do it legally where people who are at risk are safer.
Do you know how many vials were thrown away because if it's Moderna, you have to unfreeze it, and people didn't show up when they were supposed to?
That's what I'm getting Moderna, by the way.
Yeah, people, good luck with that.
Why?
Because you'll be sick.
Why? Does that make you sick?
Better get it on a Friday.
I'm getting it on a Monday.
Okay, have fun.
Why am I going to get sick? That's baloney.
Why are you listening to him?
He's full of it.
I got sick on both of them.
You did?
Both my shots, the next day I was done. No, it happens to a lot of people if you've had it.
Oh, yeah.
If you hadn't had Corona, it's... You don't typically get.
Well, I can take it. I'm not going to be like that picture of you laying in the bed.
We'll see.
Yeah. Okay.
That's when I broke my foot.
Yeah. No, it wasn't. You were sick that day.
No. That's whenever I was. That old picture when I was at Senior Bowl.
I thought that was a tooth thing.
Yes, you were sick. That was not. Your foot.
Thing was terrible. No, the picture I took was at Senior Bowl when I was messed up on the meds.
Yeah, we know. We remember.
No. Trust me.
Ooh, Trenton says he has a fake vax ID, so he can get it anyway.
You will be sick after your, maybe not, well, probably the first shot because you've already had it. It affects people who have had it more.
Yeah. I mean,
you're further out from when you had it, so you may not have any antibodies anymore.
And
I do have, I'm an antibody superhero.
Okay, then you are going to get sick. It's going to recognize this coronavirus. It's going to fight it, and you're going to get sick.
And you can go up to Big Ten country and go watch Big Ten sports because they're the first conference that says, everybody, come on in.
Are they?
Yeah.
The sports?
Big Ten's like, I know we were like behind with football, but now we're going to be at the forefront.
But you know what?
Everyone can watch our games.
Right now, we're entirely open.
So they're at full stadiums?
Yeah.
No, but honestly, though, we're in March now, and we're at an area where come on in and get your vaccine in Texas. The rollout on the vaccines is going exceptionally quickly now that we have three different ones. It's going way faster here in the state of Texas. So much so, if you haven't heard, that anybody can get it now. You're open. Go to CVS, HEB online, Google search it. There's a lot of different places you can go. Didn't cost me a penny. I don't think it costs anybody anything on this one. Remember, if you get Johnson & Johnson, it's just one shot. Moderna and Pfizer takes two shots. Moderna, you'll have to wait a full month in between shots, basically.
Yeah.
Pfizer is.
I already
got
my second schedule.
Oh, you got them both scheduled.
You got them both scheduled.
So you're scheduled and ready to go. That's good.
All scheduled.
So if we're already doing that in March, shouldn't you be able to say, and this is going to be available throughout, right? Shouldn't we be able to say, okay, we're good in fall. Look, if you don't want to get the vaccine, that's on you. Whatever. But we should be.
This says you had to wait because the vaccination is for first responders, the elderly, and people from outside of the U.S., like Lance's friends, who have preference over American citizens. Okay, thanks.
They're American citizens.
Okay, whatever. Well,
they're American citizens.
They're not American to me.
Yeah, not American to me. They speak Belize or something.
Well, first of all.
They went to Strake Jesuit and
and what is that?
And? Right, so,
they're from here. Now, Kelly is Belizean.
Don't go to
Kelly is Kelly's actually Strake? Belizean, but no, they are American.
Are
they're
they?
American
they
citizens.
One. You were sick that day.
No, that's the hotel in Mobile, Alabama. I told y'all that. That's whenever
how can you
I
tell that stuff by the headboard? Lance knows that by the headboard. That's
yeah. No one does that headboard look like my headboard? No.
Why would you put this picture out?
Because it's
anybody?
As bad as his brisket picture. I don't know why that's what
know.
He does.
That's just the worst this picture.
Stupid.
Why would you put this one out?
Focus on you're telling us to focus.
Oh, that's because you're
us to focus.
You're rambling on Moderna.
What are you talking about?
And vaccines.
I'm trying to talk about sports.
How so?
What sports?
Well, at least talk about the. How the vaccine stuff is going to be set up, and not Bryson DeChambeau and calling my friends names.
We didn't call them names. You just said
they're
not American.
They sent you to New York. You're welcome.
What? Someone from outside this country can't send them to New York? He just said they're not Americans.
No, they're a sponsor. They literally spent money to help us out. But you know, but John wants to make fun of.
You can be a sponsor and be non-American. There's no rule about that.
No. Nope.
McCool Canabar is. Born
John?
Here.
John?
Okay, Del Olale. You are, that's rich.
John, you heard that name. Does
I
that
heard
sound
go ahead,
American
go ahead.
To you?
Go ahead, far okay. Right, crazy nuts. Go ahead, start asking for their birth certificate.
Okay. I question Zerline.
Ask them for their
you.
Birth certificate.
He sounds Belize to me. Okay.
And American.
And he listens too.
Yeah.
Embarrassing yourselves. Now you're not going to be at the Belizean show.
That's all right.
I'll be there.
I wasn't going either way, so it doesn't matter to me. I'll say what I like.
Actually am going to go to do a show from there for a week.
Oh, okay. These
but it's still on.
These
still
foreigners
the show.
From Belize are getting their vaccines first. Okay.
Is this the country I live in? What kind of country is this?
Did he? Never
mind. And the Rockets lost.
728 ESPN 97.5. All right. White Magic wants to get in here. Brian wants to get in here. They want to talk about real sports, okay? And that's all we're about right here on ESPN 97.5. Don't go there.
When it comes to sports betting, SportsMapBets.com is the site you need. From weekly betting guides to single game breakdowns of the point spread, money line, over under, and more, SportsMapBets has all the info you need to make the best play. SportsMapBets.com. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
7:30 ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776, 713-780-3776 to hang out with us here on ESPN 97.5. All right, let's get... White Magic is first up here. What do you say, White Magic?
Hey, what's going on, gentlemen? I know you kind of wanted to switch topics, John, but I know since I've got like a friend that I've seen, and I've seen it on the news too, that happened when they got their when their vaccine. So I wanted an update from Lance. Did your shoulder herpes happen to flare up after you got your vaccine?
No.
I hang up and listen.
No, my shoulder hurt where I got the shot. It actually was the same left shoulder, but. It hurts.
Yeah, my wife got hers yesterday, and she woke up. She was like, "Oh
no, that's a real thing.
My arm hurts.
It hurts like."
Do you think I'll be able to play golf the next day?
No, you'll get frogged. It's like getting frogged in the arm, hard, hard, hard. It hurts. Not at the time. You just wake up.
See, but I'm probably I'm tougher than that, so I'm not.
I can see it.
Yep.
It hurts to raise your arm.
Yeah.
Too far.
I'm not raising my arm. I'm keeping it. You need to keep your left arm.
You can probably. I'm sure you can play golf.
Yeah. All right, just wondering.
All that matters, right?
That's all.
Today's not a golf day, it looks like.
Today, it might be, because it was supposed to rain today, but it's going to be beautiful.
You have a polo in the car?
No, I'm going to, I live close.
Oh, that's
I got to go home. I got to go to the paint store first real quick, and then I can go up to, probably go up to Wildcat. Yeah, probably.
What a life you live.
If you were worried about it.
I wasn't, actually.
You're going to get your nap in?
I actually have to do some, you know, home decor things as well, so maybe no nap today.
Brian is with us on ESPN. Hey, Brian.
Hey, good morning, guys. First of all, John, don't let Lance fear pouring you into all this stuff. I got my second Moderna shot last week. I didn't have one side effect. My arm was a little sore.
Thank you.
Both injections. This fear porn stuff Lance is throwing at you.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it also scares me when he says he has friends who went to straight Jesuit. That's the most concerning thing.
Thank you.
If he'd had friends that went to St. Thomas, I would take more stock in what he would say about mm-hmm. that. But he had friends that went to straight Jesuit.
Cool, Brian. Have a good day, Brian. Cool.
Brian's not done. Didn't you?
Cool, Brian. Take care. Hope you don't drive into a ditch and hit a rock.
Wow.
No, I'm,
get lost,
I'm
ass. Get
time.
Lost. Get
he
lost.
Was talking about Oladipo.
Get lost. I'm done with him.
Well, sorry, Brian.
I'm done with this show, actually. No, take it easy, Brian. Take it easy.
Sorry, Brian.
Take it easy, Brian. See you later.
Brian, call back tomorrow.
Stupid ass.
Let's tell John one thing. You know what? I'm not for this stupid ass ship right now. I mean, I'm not. You may get it, you may not. I don't care anymore. It's cool. Whatever. I'll just keep it to myself. Let's get back to some sports, guys. Come on. Oladipo could get traded. That's cool.
He didn't play last night because...
He had a close friend died.
Yeah, but I don't think he would have played anyway, right?
Well, if there were really forward and advanced talks, then probably not.
I got COVID symptoms again with my shot. But, you know, that's what TA says. Because a lot of people do if you've already had it. But cool, Brian. Whatever you say. I'm fear porning. I'm just telling John something. You don't have to listen. Turn the channel, as a matter of fact. Matter of fact, never tune in again and just delete my delete me on Twitter. God, fear porn. You're a fear porn. Stupid punk ass. I'm just tired of stupid people. I swear on Jesus, I'm tired of y'all. All of y'all. This is just not even fun.
Okay.
Y'all make life not fun. If I could just end it, that would be great.
Oh, whoa, whoa. In what life?
Just tired of this.
Oh,
y'all are
God.
The worst. Humans are the worst.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, that made me laugh. That was funny.
We could tell. We can hear you.
I got to...
We can hear you. You don't have to tell us.
Man, I swear on everything. I'm up here working 14 hours a day, and I got to listen to stupid asses like this. Your jokes aren't even funny to me. Get lost. Run into a tree. Burn on fire. I don't care. Get out of my life, dumbass.
Oh.
God, I swear on Jesus, I hope something bad happens to all of y'all.
No.
Take your shots. Have something bad happen.
What? No,
I'm done
no.
with y'all.
No, no, no. No, we don't want bad things to happen
I'm
to people.
I'm done with them. I'm done with them.
You want them to drive in a ditch and hit a rock.
Too much time into listening to this nonsense.
He suggested them get lit on fire as well.
Yeah, ooh, whatever. Wow. Do it. Watch me go like this. Fear porn. Oh, catching on fire is fear porn too, so I don't care. Tell one person that, hey, this is what a lot of people experience once they've had that with this.
See what you did.
But, you know, cool.
Someone's angry this morning. All right, let me ask you this question instead of that question. This is a tweet, okay, and your opinions. These are the longest tenured coaches at their schools. Which one's got to go? Kirk Ferentz, Gary Patterson, Mike Gundy, Frank Solich, Kyle Whittingham, Pat Fitzgerald.
Why would Fitzgerald have...
I'm asking.
Why are you?
Who's got to go?
Gundy.
Ken Niumatalolo.
Who's that?
The Navy coach.
Navy coach.
Get rid of him. No one cares.
What are you talking about? Troy Calhoun at Air Force or
Gundy.
Stockstill at Middle Tennessee?
I'm tired of Gundy's whole attitude, his stupid mullet. It's not
I'll
fresh.
I'll tell you this.
It's not fresh
for
anymore.
Ferentz is
no
probably. Ferentz is probably. But he's not long for this world, right?
Well, I don't know. I mean, they're not into getting rid of people over there. They have Hayden Fry and...
Gundy
Kirk
continues
Ferentz.
To win 9 games a year.
Name all their coaches.
Name all of Iowa's coaches?
Yeah. Ferentz and Hayden Fry?
Yeah, no, right.
Doesn't that span like 40 years, 50 years?
Yeah.
He ain't going anywhere.
Well, I don't know. It's getting about time. Just like it was with Hayden Fry. Now, he's been there for a long time. And,
well, I mean,
Ferentz is 65.
Well, if it,
probably within the next 3 to 5 years.
It'll be an age thing because he just... broke off a 10-3 and 6-2 season, so it's not like Iowa's falling off the map.
He
finished top 15.
Fairly
okay. What about Patterson? I know he ain't going nowhere, but
well, Gary Patterson's lost a little luster lately.
No kidding. No, they
used
haven't
to be
been
every other year, but Gary Patterson has not been doing that lately.
No.
I don't know what's going on with Gary Patterson.
Yeah, he's had a
he signed a big deal. He makes $5 million a year.
Well, as well he should. I mean, he's been 61. There for 100 years.
61. He's still
but he listen.
Coaching.
They're underachieving.
He went 11-3 and 17, but since then 7-6, 5-7, 6-4 last year. His saving grace is he gets to beat Texas all the time, so I'm sure that helps. And he's not – that's a guy who can name his retirement date
but
at TCU.
Gundy wins. I mean, I know they're tired of him at OSU, but he wins. Whittingham wins, that's for sure.
But, out of the last 5 years –
Fitzgerald wins.
Out of the last 5 years –
Solich wins, right?
Ohio, I'm not sure what happened.
Yeah, they're in a bowl game.
The thing with Gundy is, I think Oklahoma State people think you would think – you know, being your alma mater, you wouldn't put us in these situations where not only are you always in talks for another job, allegedly, or then you had the OAN thing. So you would think the guy played there, you think it'd be easier to just, you know, we don't have to worry about Gundy ever trying to up his deal with us or go interview
someplace. He took less last year. He took a cut.
Well, he had to because of what he did. OAN stuff.
Yeah,
OAN.
But I mean, Gundy, it's personality driven because 10-3, 10-3, 10-3, and then the last 3 years, 7-6, you know, not great. 8-5, you want to be better than that, tied for third. And then last year, 8-3 is okay. I mean, it's all right. COVID shortened season. It's like, there's not losing seasons, but they also are playing. I don't think Mike Gundy's ever had a losing season.
No, I mean,
His first year was a losing season.
Well, but you have.
But he's kind of a pain in the ass.
Well, he's a pain in the ass, and he's you know, it's just he doesn't get with as much talent as anybody in the league. He just can't beat. Well, he can't beat OU, first of all, and that's a problem.
Isn't that the same issue that Les had? Les had all the talent in the world. I mean, he recruited the talent. OSU recruits talent. I write their players up every year. I've got multiple players.
Well, now, Les got out of Oklahoma State because he beat Oklahoma.
He upgraded?
Yeah.
He just couldn't beat Texas.
He couldn't beat.
Vince Young.
Yeah.
They had Texas dead
but
to rights.
But he became a name because he upset Oklahoma. That's how he got out of there.
Honestly, the Gary Patterson, and everyone swears Gary Patterson's this incredible coach. Like, scouts love Gary Patterson for who he is as a coach. But Gary Patterson's star, like, usually by now Gary has bounced back with a huge year. It hasn't happened now for a while. Four of his last 5 years have been not good seasons.
No. Shocked. I did a touchdown club deal with Dana and Bob Stoops, and you would think Gary Patterson is kind of quiet. That dude, I mean, it was hard for the other guys to get a word in.
What do you mean?
Gary Patterson doesn't stop talking. It was amazing. I was like, wow. Let's see if anybody else has any thoughts up here. You know, and Nua Matalolo, who cares? Air Force, Troy Calhoun,
Solich, who cares?
Solich, who cares? Stockstill, who cares? Whittingham is good. Yeah, remember his son played quarterback. Middle Tennessee. Yeah. Well, these are the longest tenured coaches in college football.
Okay.
Yeah. So, if you want to know the truth, the guy who's performing the least is Gary Patterson.
Yeah, I didn't think we'd say that, but it's true.
It is true. He's got.
So, for instance, 65.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's still probably going to coach until he's 70. I mean, he's the Dean Smith of Iowa football. I mean, I think has he been there longer than Hayden Fry? It doesn't seem possible.
That who has been there longer?
Has Kirk Ferentz been? Oh, he's been at the program probably longer than Hayden Fry. Because Ferentz worked under him. Of course, Ferentz is like coached. He's coached with some big name people.
Ferentz was the O-line coach from 81-89 and then became the head coach in 99. So he's been there 22 years.
Hayden
now.
Fry coached for 20. Hayden Fry was there 19 years.
Yeah, Ferentz
has been there longer.
And Ferentz will be one. Ferentz, as long as he can avoid another scandal.
Well, how long has he been head coach?
Since 99.
Yeah. So he's been head coach longer than Hayden Fry was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Long as he doesn't hire another strength coach who does what. Yeah. He'll name his retirement date.
But that
there.
Guy was there for a long time, Chris.
I know. And that's what I'm saying. He can't duplicate that.
He wasn't with the Jaguars long.
Uh-uh.
No, that tenure was shorter.
Uh-uh. Who would have thought Urban Meyer introduced that guy into a pro environment? People are like, excuse me. What are you doing?
This shows how out of touch Urban is, not understanding.
Well, and how Urban, about Urban already complaining about the free agency system? You've been here for a week, and he's like, this is wrong the way they do it, okay? That you can you can try to get guys to come in and negotiate with them, but you can't sign them. This is the wrong way.
Isn't that what college recruiting is?
How about the way you
is?
Did it wrong at Ohio State, paying all your players behind? Because right?
Who said that happened?
And how about all the criminals you had everywhere? Okay,
alleged criminals and
murders. No, not really. They're
alleged murders.
Oh, Aaron Hernandez was real.
Convicted murder.
Oh yeah, no, he had real criminals. He had real criminals. 743.
Oh, he had like...
Dude's been here a week and he's Charlie trying to change Strong, the NFL.
Charlie Strong had to invent five core values after he left Florida. He's like, this is...
Yeah.
He was on that staff. He's like,
can't do this anymore.
No. We're doing a core value thing. But also, Urban Meyer, that's like telling somebody who... That's like a greenskeeper. You go to a greenskeeper at a U.S. Open course. Why are we doing this?
Mm-hmm.
What are we doing here with this rough stuff? No, this isn't the way it's supposed to work. Excuse me? Who are you? You're not going to tell people that.
That's exactly right. You just get there and you're telling them, you got to change the league. You haven't won a game in the NFL. Not a game. And you're telling them how they got to change their free agency. Shut up, Urban Meyer. I hate Urban Meyer already. This just started
for you? Well, this is a real rivalry now.
Yeah. Jacksonville and Texans. That's right.
It's been one.
We're going at it.
Ooh, what a rivalry.
Yeah.
It's been one.
We're going at it. Nah. Time to talk right now about, you know who else is going at it? The Ford dealerships. And you know who's got the best Ford dealership in the city of Houston? That's Chastang Ford, the number one commercial dealer. And right now, guys, if you're in the remodeling business, construction, whatever business that you're in that you're helping people out with after the freeze, well, you got Chastang Ford here for you. It's Ford Truck Month right now, and they'll customize that van. If you need a refrigerated van, they'll do that. If you're a plumber, it's unbelievable when you see how they customize the truck for exactly what you need. And Chastang Ford has seen everything. That's why they're the number one Ford dealership in the city of Houston for commercial sales, is because they know everything. They've done everything. They give you the best service. This is businesses know. Now you need to know that you can get your F-150, that you can get any Ford truck right now because it's Ford Truck Month, with the best rebates, with the best deals that you're going to find in the city of Houston. It's all at Chastang Ford. I love being part of the Chastang family. You're going to love it too. I promise. Go there and see for yourself. See how they're going to work that deal for you, and you're going to be part of that family. You're going to love them too. All at Chastang Ford, ChastangFord.com. You can do it all online with no dealer add-ons, and you can do it at the dealership as well. 610 at Homestead, not Hempstead, 5 minutes from downtown, Chastang Ford.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Well, Art, our smartest listener, agrees. Played too much for Lance McCullers. I want to see him stay healthy. Is Lance McCullers? I think Lance McCullers is a. Is he a third starter on a championship team?
Could be. Talented.
No. Could be, but is he? I mean, there's a lot of guys who could be, but can he stay healthy?
He's had some. I mean, started a game 7 for you where you won your World Series.
Yeah. Half the game was
he had a CFL. phenomenal closing game to close out the ALCS
with 61 straight curveballs. No.
He
listen,
dominated the Yankees.
And Carlos, I mean, he is Carlos Correa. I mean, the two of them doing a podcast together is, I mean, because
very similar.
They haven't been able to last during the regular season. They've got injury problems. They haven't been great in regular seasons, and yet they. Both Carlos Correa has turned down 6 years, $120 million. I hear he wants more years and more per. I heard yes. And I don't know that I can commit to Carlos Correa for more year, 8 years. I can't. I can't commit to him for 8 years. I just can't. I got to see, and I think he's playing chicken. If he has another 740 OPS a year, what does he command now? I mean, while he... You know, everybody thought he was the number one overall pick. He looks like A-Rod. He's got A-Rod's body. He's got his talent. Great defensive shortstop. But he just hasn't done it. He doesn't have A-Rod steroids.
No,
that's
but
a problem.
You know what's funny is we just assume, well, because Carlos is an everyday player. And Carlos has been more money in the playoffs at a variety of times. Because I was like, you know, even though the differences really aren't that much between Lance McCullers and Carlos Correa, they're actually pretty similar. I mean, they're actually very similar. But then it doesn't feel like it, though. It feels like Carlos is out in front of Lance McCullers. But they both have the same issues, you know, with injury, with not playing to peak level all the time. I would argue that Lance gets there more often than Carlos does. I mean, Carlos had a hot run relative to how many games they play. One is an everyday player, one is a pitcher. Lance McCullers at his very best has some of the best stuff in his league. Carlos Correa at his very best is one of the top shortstops in baseball and one of the most dynamic superstars and two-way players that you're going to find. That's true on both of them. But if you had to bet on one, my guess is you bet on Carlos Correa. If you had to buy stock in one of them, in terms of what they're going to do over the next 3 years, I'll bet you go Correa.
It's funny. I mean, and I don't know. As far as a starter goes, I don't want to say Lance is middle of the pack, but he's certainly not upper echelon. He's not going to be a top 20 starting pitcher in the league. I don't even think close. I mean, when you look at and it's funny. There's 30 shortstops in the league and. Where do you think Carlos, as far as baseball people think, where do you think Carlos ranks as far as shortstops in the league?
You know, baseball people are probably really high on him. I bet you he's higher than what you call it from the that we talked about, the defensive shortstop who can hit a little bit.
Who?
The little white dude from.
Trey Turner.
Yeah, Trey Turner.
He can hit a little bit. He hit 335 last year.
Yeah, well, that's higher than I would have thought last year. Yeah, he can. Yeah, he can hit. Maybe I'm just underestimating him.
Yeah. Well, Turner. I think he's gotten better.
I mean, Carlos has more pop, but
well, he's considered like again, seventh or eighth best shortstop in the league. Is that $25 million a year?
Do you think that's what he's considered around league circles? You don't think he's considered emerging? Look how old he is right now, which I'm saying he's in his prime. You think he's considered that far down the charts?
Well, but again,
defensively,
again, they look at the not being able to stay on the field, and you look at his OPS, his career. He had 1.900.
Well, that
OPS
doesn't matter. Year. What is the market?
If you want to know the truth, the market's bad for him.
Well, you say
a lot of guys. No, Trevor Story's coming out. Corey Seager's coming out. Lindor's coming out. This is not a great time for him to be coming out,
unless everyone gets paid.
Trey Turner, I think, is coming out as well. I'm pretty sure he's
I'll bet you Carlos Correa gets more than Trey Turner. Number one, if he stays put, he ain't getting top dollar. Not over there.
I doubt Washington pays. I don't know how much Washington's going to pay.
They got
a title. They got their title, so they're good.
I was looking at starting pitchers this upcoming year, making what Lance is making. These are the guys in that range. Plus minus $2 million. Let's go. This will be a name for you, John. Hyunjin Ryu from Toronto is making $20 million a year, but he's 34.
That's your guy.
Madison Bumgarner's 19. He's 31.
Yeah, but he's getting paid for what he did before.
That's phenomenal.
And Ryu too.
Kevin Gausman 18.9. He's
That's new.
30. Marcus Stroman the same 30.
That's a new
Dallas guy. Keuchel 33 making 18. Evaldi's making 17 at 31. Mikolas, one of your people. From Miles from St. Louis is 16.7 at 32. So I'm just illustrating Lance would be the youngest of these guys. All these guys are in their 30s making in that range and certainly more accomplished
right.
than Lance.
But some of them are getting paid for what they did
certainly.
Before. Certainly.
Yeah.
Or at the back, got to be back end of
I
their
would
contract.
Tell you that actually.
Baumgartner's at the back end.
Those names I heard, yeah. Marcus Stroman has a good name. I mean, but. Yeah, I think Lance McCullers, what you're basically saying is we think Lance McCullers is going to be definitely this level of pitcher, and I think he could be beyond that level of pitcher where some of those guys are. But that's the nature of baseball. You end up on bad contracts at the end of the deal. I mean, Madison Baumgartner's terrible.
Well, Baumgartner's deal is at the start. He signed a 5-year, $85 million deal with Arizona in 2020.
Madison Baumgartner just signed for that amount of money?
Yeah, it escalates to 23 next year and 23 the year after, then back to 14 when he's age 34. This is a new deal for him. Second year of the deal.
Wow.
Yeah, and then looking at the free agent shortstops that are coming out, Baez, Corey Seager, Trevor Story, Marcus Semien, Francisco Lindor, Carlos is the youngest of them. Now Corey Seager's a year older. That's going to help Carlos a lot, is that he's younger. But he's got to produce this year, man. He's got to come up with big numbers. Otherwise, he's going to be, honestly, I think he's playing chicken here.
Dude,
he really is.
Arizona just signed Madison Bumgarner, 5 years, $85 million. That's the Lance McCullers deal. You know what they got from him last year? They got 9 starts, obviously COVID, 41 and two-thirds, gave up 47 hits, struck out 30, walked 13. He had a 6.48 ERA. They've got 4 more years of this horse crap contract.
Well, why would you give that guy at that age?
I don't know.
When he was falling apart in San Francisco.
You say that, but here's what he had done in San Francisco's last 3 years. 3.32, 3.26, 3.90. Actually, wasn't as bad as I remember.
3.90.
Well, the 3.90 is your. Now you look at it and you go.
How many starts? I mean, in.
Well, he was 4-9, 6-7, 9-9. Yeah, 17 starts, 21 starts, 34 starts when he was 9-9 with a 3.90.
How many years ago is that? 3?
No, that was 2019.
Oh.
Now that should have been your.
But he's 9-9 for $17 million a year.
No.
And how old is he? When he signed that deal,
he was 30 when he signed the deal.
He was 30. It seemed like he was much older.
Yeah, he does.
Madison Bumgarner started in the league when he was 19. He is an old ass 30. That's an old 30.
31
now. Lance McCullers got market value. I mean, after you're reading some of those names, Lance McCullers, because you know the contracts are going up, he got market value. But you're still paying for what you hope to see, a little bit. Carlos Correa is going to be the same thing. Wow. And Carlos Correa, one thing you have to, from a marketing standpoint, I think that all this stuff with doing MMA podcasts, he's now doing different shows where he and Lance McCullers would come on different shows. I'm telling you, this is raising his brand awareness. He's going to be a guy. Now, I don't know that New York, I mean, if he can't get to New York with the Puerto Rican fan base there, New York would have been perfect for him. But if you can't get to the Yankees or the Mets, if they're not going to be in your future, then that angle, they're the ones who might overpay. Then that angle kind of goes away.
Right. Well, Lindor's having a problem getting with. He signed 1 year, but they're having a hard time getting him to extend. So if he gets off the market, Corey Seager gets off the market, Trevor Story gets off the market. Now I will say, you know, Carlos has a good chance to get that big contract like he likes. But if all those guys come out at the same time, I'm not sure.
I think with the Astros, he gets 25.
And not only that, here's the problem is his agent. I mean, they're with an entertainment company, and his agent is not a baseball guy. He's a sports guy, but he's not a baseball guy. And he's got to prove something. He might be putting Carlos in a bad situation because he doesn't want Carlos to take less money.
So I talked to the football side of William Morse, a guy who went from CAA to William Morse. And I was asking, he goes, well, actually, no, we have a lot more clients than people think. We brought our clients from our other companies. So they actually have more baseball clients. Like, he's their first one they signed, but they're like the football side brought their clients over. So I'm sure the baseball people who are coming over, they're not brand new like they've never negotiated. They got a baseball guy on the baseball side, so he probably brought his clients over from wherever he was too. So they've done it before, but you do want to – I mean, they want to battle with CAA. CAA is the monster in sports. William Morse wants to be the monster in sports. So, yeah, they're not going to take – like, Carlos is going for $25 million. I think it will be with the Astros. I think the Astros will get it done for close to $25 million. If he wouldn't take a deal for $20 million, $25 will get it done, but it'll look something like Lance McCullers. And I would time it like Lance McCullers. I might give him 6 years.
I think he's sticking his feet in the dirt, and he ain't budging on 8 years either. So I ain't doing 8 years. I'm just not.
What's his name screwed it up for everybody now?
Tatis.
Tatis screwed it up for everybody. Because 8 feels like, hey, 8? We're not asking for 14. We're asking for 8.
Well, when you're Tatis, then you get 8, 14.
Well, 10 used to be, we want a 10-year deal. And 8 still, we know it's long for a guaranteed deal. It's long, so long for a guaranteed deal. talk about this in a second. Right, that's what you're going to have to do if you want Carlos.
All right, here's what, if you want to be better, if you are not feeling good, if you are not what you want to be in the boudoir, well, my friends, there is a solution for you. Listen, when you got a problem with your car, when you got a problem with your pipes, when you got a problem, maybe this is your pipes, your personal pipes, get Roman.com/John. Now, with Roman, you get a free online evaluation and ongoing care for ED, all from the comfort and privacy of your home. A U.S. licensed healthcare professional will work with you to find the best treatment plan. Medication is appropriate. It ships you free with 2-day shipping. And listen, anytime you have any kind of issue, you can talk to the licensed healthcare professional absolutely free. The whole process, straightforward and discreet. Packaging, very discreet. No one will know. GetRoman.com/John. It's easy to get started. You complete your online visit. Take care of your ED without leaving home. Complete that visit today with and connect with a doctor and take care of it all. To get, go to GetRoman.com/John now and get $15 off your first month. Look, there's a straightforward way to take care of your ED. GetRoman.com/John. Get started now to save $15 on your first month of treatment.
ESPN 97.5.
What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America, discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear. Strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/Ohio's time.
Are you a questioner, a wanderer, or even a bit of a snooper? If so, then you'll feel right at home in Knoxville. We've got miles of trails to wander in our urban wilderness, award-winning eateries to satisfy your culinary cravings, cultural sites to open your mind, and dog-friendly activities that'll have everyone wagging. Knoxville, calling the curious. Learn more at visitknoxville.com.